equities and cattle futures plummeted on Monday. The normal seasonal lift to wholesale beef values remains muted. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 10th of March. Today's edition is brought to you by the folks at Seedstock Plus. You can find details about their March 14th Red Reward bull and female sale at seedstockplus.com. Now, on with the market news. The weekly weighted average 5-area direct price for fed steers was $1.68 lower on a live basis last week at $113.17 a hundredweight. Steer prices in the beef were $3.98 lower at $180.80. There were too few transactions to trend negotiated cash-fed cattle in any region on Monday, but early sales were decidedly pessimistic, with some live trade in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt at $110 a hundredweight and early dress sales at $175. Cattle futures started the week limit down and near limit down as equity markets plunged amid continued uncertainty about COVID-19, coupled with the outbreak of an oil price war over the weekend that sent crude oil prices into freefall. More on that momentarily. Live cattle futures closed an average of $2.89 lower, while feeder cattle futures closed limit down $4.50 across the board. Wholesale beef values were generally steady, though, on light demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 11 cents lower Monday afternoon at $207.36 a hundredweight. Select was 25 cents lower at $202.32. Corn futures closed 2 to 5 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 15 to 21 cents lower. Unsurprisingly, the bearish market backdrop left some folks canceling calf and feeder cattle auction consignments on Monday, and prices mainly sharply lower for those that did show up. For instance, through mid-session, feeder steers were trading $9 to $11 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, while feeder heifers were selling $6 to $10 lower. Steer calves were trading $8 to $12 lower, and heifer calves were selling $3 to $5 lower. There were an estimated 7,500 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves sold $5 to $8 lower. Yearling steers sold $3 to $6 lower, except for $8 to $10 lower for 8 weights. Yearling heifers sold $2 to $5 lower on limited comparisons. There are 5,627 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold $5 to $10 lower at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. The exception was steady at 800 to 850 pounds. There are 2,427 head on hand there. As mentioned, major U.S. financial indices plunged Monday to their lowest levels since early 2019, fueled by the continued spread of COVID-19 and the panic it spawns, as well as an oil price war. The simple version of that oil price war goes something like this. Saudi Arabia and most of its OPEC allies wanted to cut oil production in an effort to stabilize oil prices, which were losing significant ground due to reduced demand tied to COVID-19. Russia said no. So Saudi Arabia set about offering oil at lower prices. As oil prices plummet, so does the economic health of companies tied to the energy sector. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed $8.98 to $10.15 lower through the front six contracts. Spot April closed $10.15 lower, or 24.6% lower than the previous session, at $31.13 a barrel. That was $15.62 lower, or down 33.4% week to week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 2,013 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 225 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 624 points. although it's too soon to tell if COVID-19 is impacting beef demand or to what degree. Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says it's certainly possible there's negative impacts, especially where exports are concerned. According to Peel, there are a multitude of market factors to sort out, including new trade agreements, macroeconomic changes, exchange rates, African swine fever, and others that will make it more difficult to determine the more direct impacts of COVID-19 on international and domestic beef markets. In the meantime, he notes there's been little seasonal improvement to wholesale beef prices. Compared to the prior year, for choice, Peel says rib primal prices last week were 10.4% less, loin values were 10.8% less, brisket values were 13.8% less, check values were down 7%, and rounds were 1.3% less. He adds select primal values are also lower year over year. However, Peel says, weakness in boxed beef prices doesn't necessarily mean that beef demand is lower. He explains beef production is up 5.1% year over year for the first 8 weeks of 2020, adding that beef prices would normally be pressured with higher beef production even with stable demand. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 10th of March. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.